Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in the Name series is Yahweh Jireh, part 9, Consistent Hearing. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 11 and 12. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." When we started discussing this name of God, we spoke about the need to hear God. Today, I want to speak about the need for consistency in our hearing. At the beginning of Genesis 22, God told Abraham to go and sacrifice his son on a mountain. In obedience, Abraham went and laid his son on the altar at that mountain to kill him. The Bible says, just as he raised his hand to kill the boy, another word came, asking him to refrain from killing the lad. Question: what if Abraham had not heard God the second time? This morning, my dear listeners, the message is this: we must cultivate staying power and consistency in our secret place. No matter how busy our lives get, our spirits should be tuned to God and ready to pick even the subtlest of signals. I am currently in one of the busiest seasons in my life, and I find that if I neglect my secret place, I cannot function. I become overwhelmed, irritable, stressed, and tired. I have learned that no matter how busy I am, my secret place and my time with God is non-negotiable. There is a now word, a word for the present. God is always speaking, giving directions, subtle nudgings and instructions, but we must be in tune to receive. Imagine if Abraham did not hear the second instruction. He would have killed Isaac and caused a whole new chain of reactions. My dear listeners, if we will experience the provision of God, the divine provision of Jireh, we will need to listen consistently to his voice. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, this morning we pray that you will release upon us the grace to hear you like never before. We will not miss it, Lord. We will hear your instructions every step of the way. Open our spiritual ears, O Lord, and please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.